Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his blood prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like a quick reminder, if we are true Muslims, true believers, we need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated clearly that this worldly life has been created on the base of testing. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He who has created life and death so that he will be testing you, which one of you will be doing better or the best. So the concept of bala, which is in Arabic means al-ikhtibar, means testing, is a basic pillar in Islam. Now, the new thing, which might some Muslims not aware of, that for many reasons, when we think about bala, testing, ikhtibar, trial, imtihan, most of our minds, they go just to the negative bad things. Therefore, Allah is correcting that for us in another verse by stating clearly, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة. This verse, by the way, unfortunately, it's not well known worldwide among Muslims. This is very important to be understood. Allah says clearly, we do test you by shar and khair, with bad and good things. And he used the word fitna, which means for the sake of fitna. Now the word fitna in Arabic means قال عرض التبر وهو الذهب المخلوط بالحجارة والتراب على النار الحامية ليصفو الذهب. This is the definition of al-fatn. Now the word fitna in Arabic, from the root verb fatana, al-fatnu. Al-fatnu means to bring the raw gold, which is still in its basic condition, mixed with stones and dust. When you bring all of these things, filthy, dirty things with gold mixed, they put it in a high temperature. Now the gold will be melted, not like the stones. So by having high temperature, which is fatnu, this is al-fatn, the gold will be completely purified. So Allah is saying, we do test you with khair and shar fitna, which means Allah is exposing us for the test by good and bad things to be maftuneen, to be exposed to high temperature, so that the pure gold in us will be purified if we decided to be gold. if I put it in this way. So by this understanding now, we need to correct the following now. Message number one, this life is based on testing. Testing is in two main parts, good and bad things. So the new thing that we need to keep in our mind, the good beloved things, they are part of the test as well. So most of us, if I'm sick, if I'm bankrupt, if I lost my career, oh my God, okay, Allah is testing me, Allah yabtalini. But if I became a prime minister, Allah yabtalini as well. If I became a multimillionaire, I'm in the same exact from Allah's point of view. If I became very powerful with high authority, it's the same test. Now, when I'm sick, I'm tested. It's either I say Alhamdulillah or Ya Allah, why did you do this for me? First one, I succeeded, I gained ajr. Second case, I failed in the exam. Now, I became a multimillionaire. I was wishing to be rich. I became a multimillionaire. I might be thankful and pay the zakah and sadaqah and helpful, and I will be gain ajr, and I might be the arrogant person who's trying to be to act like God, wal'iyadu billah, on other people, I will be a failure. So whether it's good or bad, it's for bala, through the action of fitna. So if we understand this, really we'll be living our life as believers in a very comfortable way. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.